Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, Five Tribe. So this episode is the last of our series about becoming that new version of yourself. And it's all about stepping into that new version of yourself, fully embodying who you are and this new version of you that you have created. This is going to be a great episode. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat, because we're recording later than we usually do and my words aren't coming out right. So it's all good. How you doing, Kat?
I'm good. Yeah, I don't know if we've ever recorded. It is 9 p.m. and we're recording. Normally, we record during the day because we film all of our podcasts and we like the daylight, but that's just how it's going today. And I really like this topic. It's sort of like the final step in our whole series. And it's like the moment you take full ownership of this new version where you're not doubting yourself and you're not worrying about what other people are saying. You're just like, it's me. So I feel like it's like tying it all together.
I like it. We love a good check box in our lives.
Oh my God, do we ever.
Yeah. So with this, I mean, the big question is, when do I finally feel like that person? And here's the truth. Now is your time for you to choose to feel like that person. And it is a choice, and you make that choice every day. Let's face it, you've done the work, you've changed your habits, you've gone through discomfort, you've set your boundaries, you've dealt with the anxiety and the kind of social awkwardness that comes with it. So just embody it now. You get to choose that today is this new day for the rest of your life, and you get to be that new person.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's... I don't know. It's kind of like having kids, right? It's like, are you ever really ready? It's like you've got the nursery and you have the packs of diapers and you had your baby showers. There's never going to be a moment where you feel ready or like worthy to be a parent. You're always going to be questioning it. It's the only thing I can relate this to. You know, it's like you've done all this work and planning and you've worked on your mindset. And throughout this series, we've talked about setting boundaries and we've talked about how to develop habits to become this version of yourself. And it's like, you might always feel a little like, is this really me? You know, like it takes a while for confidence to build, but it doesn't just show up on its own. You have to have these conscious thoughts that you are that person, you have embodied it, you have put in the work, and it's sort of the confidence in living it every day that makes you feel like you have arrived.
Right. I think you just had the perfect analogy.
Well, thank you, Andrew, because it was me saying the analogy.
So we figured out finally after 100 plus episodes that I shouldn't do analogies and this should all be on Catherine. But it really is like that parenting thing, right? You do the prep work, you get the nursery ready, you get the crib, all that stuff. You have the baby. And there's that moment when you're in the hospital. And I think every parent I have ever spoken to does this, where it's like, okay, time for you to go. And you take this new baby out into the world and you're expecting somebody to check in with you at the nursing station. And you're expecting somebody to like kind of make sure that you put the car seat in right and all these things. And there's nobody. And you don't feel like a parent, but guess what? You are, and you got to do it, and you're just going to figure it out. But that's kind of how life works, right? It's a give and take. It is this ebb and flow of wanting to be this way and sometimes feeling like you're not. And if you're a parent listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. You know there's some days where you're like, yeah, I'm a great parent. And there's other days, a lot of other days where you're like, I have no clue what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's just about showing up every day and giving it another try. And we know that a good goal to have in this life is to find out what your fullest potential and purpose is. How many other people's lives can you make better? Like, what can you contribute to this world? How can you make it a better place? And it's not going to happen all at once, kaboom, on one day. It's part of the journey is the curiosity over who you want to be and the journey to get there. All the little times every day that you started the habit and you stuck with it, or you tried again, or you set the boundary, all of these things, they can take a lifetime to develop, but I do know that it is a worthwhile journey. And really the only way to be your authentic self and form the identity that you've always had inside you.
Absolutely. I think the biggest part when we're talking about this is that gap, right? It's the gap between doing versus being. And we talked about this a lot, and we've hinted at it so many times through the shows. But there's a difference between somebody who goes to the gym and somebody who is healthy. Somebody who goes to the gym can stop going to the gym, and then therefore they're no longer healthy in their mind because all they had to do to be healthy was just go to the gym. Whereas somebody who is healthy lives a healthy life, not just within that going to the gym moment. They get good sleep. They do all the good exercises. They eat well. They have positive thoughts. The whole shebang is in there. And I think that is something that is really kind of the big distinction about this, is that you stop doing the little things and you start being that version of yourself that just naturally does those things. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, you got to do the little things. We've talked about the habits and all the stuff. But then at some point, I'm just somebody who wakes up early, or I'm just somebody who always gets things done early on time, or whatever it is that you're trying to do. And that's kind of what we're talking about right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's that weird, like, in between of you're seeing the results and you're sticking with it. And, you know, what makes it challenging, especially with things like going to the gym or working out or decluttering your house, is like, sometimes it can take weeks or months for your results to show up. And so you really have to lean into that consistency. And that's this gap we're talking about. Becoming somebody who follows through, becoming somebody who values their time. And so they learn how to set boundaries. It's not going to feel good at first. It's going to feel weird. But if you can get through that gap of becoming, and just make these changes, these updates, just who you are. Like Andrew said, it's just, you are a healthy person. You live a healthy lifestyle, full stop. That's just who you are. When these habits and these things become your identity and part of your core, it is so much easier. But in this middle phase, right?
It can be middle.
Yeah, like people struggle to step fully into it. And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah. So let's just normalize that. There's that hesitation. There's, what if I've actually become this final version of myself that I know I want to do? And there's the fear. There's the fear of losing your old self completely. What happens if I realize I liked old version of me better? Well, you can always go back. That's not a big thing. But I think more of it's like just the imposter syndrome, kind of fear of being seen differently. And that one, you know, if you go to, we've been to a handful of conferences, and this is a great exercise people do. They get everybody to close their eyes and it's like, put your hand up if you think, if you feel like an imposter in your business or in this or that. And without fail, like 99% of the room's hands go up, because all of us feel that imposter syndrome. And doesn't matter what industry you're in, doesn't matter who you are. It's just a natural thing to feel, like, just like walking out with the baby from the hospital. It's like, this doesn't feel fully me yet.
Me leave with a whole other human? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the reason why you're struggling with this is that you haven't given yourself permission to own it. And sometimes you need that external validation from someone. And that's not going to help you, because if you're consistently looking for somebody else to validate who you want to be, you're not being yourself. You're being the version of that they want you to be.
So true. And, you know, I think about our coaching clients, and some of the most interesting ones are fear of success.
Yes.
Most people think about, like, oh no, I want to be wealthy, or I want to have this successful business, or I want to have, you know, millions of dollars for retirement. I want to take my families on vacation. People dream of success, but often in coaching, we find that there's some internal blocks to success. And most of the reasons are what we just talked about. There's this fear that they don't even know they have, like subconsciously, that if they become successful, what happens to everyone else? Will their parents treat them differently? Will their, you know, siblings expect them to pay for every family vacation? Like, are their kids going to become, you know, spoiled brats instead of, you know, good contributing members of society? And so people subconsciously hold themselves back. They think they want success, but everything inside is like, ooh, everything's going to change if that happens. And I don't think people talk about that enough. It's really interesting. We've had to really check that with ourselves too. And I have to be like, no, you're totally good with success. Just letting you know, wink, wink. We're good.
It's funny because it sounds so easy, right? Like, I just want to be rich or famous. I mean, those are really grandiose ones. But even just like, I want to feel safe. I want to have a happy marriage. I want to have good friends. All of those things you want, and there's probably been something blocking you. And that's what working with coaches like us can help with, is just to discover those blocks and release them. Because sometimes you've never been told that you're a good friend or that you're worthy or whatever the thing is you need to hear. Working with a coach can really help you with that. So if you are finding yourself right now at a place where you just don't, you kind of feel like maybe you're faking it a little bit and you're afraid to own it, just ask yourself, what's stopping you from fully owning this new version of yourself?
I really like that. Yeah, I think in order to shift to that ownership, to get past the gap, is that you really have to focus on this being your identity, who you are, not the effort. Because if the effort is like, oh, but I'm trying so hard to do this, and I'm trying so hard to build the business, and I'm trying so hard to lose weight, all of the kind of energetic focus is on the fact that you are trying and not on the result itself. And so I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like it's a little metaphysical, but it's sort of like what you focus on is where your energy goes. And if you're constantly focusing on the lack and the fact that you're not who you want to be yet, you're going to keep living inside of that lack.
Yeah. It's, I think the stuck energy of trying, like I'm trying to be more disciplined, like you're saying, like it's, that is saying you're not there yet. That is your subconscious coming through saying, I'm not there. There's the Star Wars quote that even though I'm a huge Star Wars fan, I'll get wrong, but like Yoda says, like, you know, be, do not try or do, do.
Yes.
Yeah, be, do not try. And that is really it, is when you come from a place of trying, you have doubt, you have self-doubt, you have personality doubt. When you come from a place of doing, that's just who you are. And that identity is going to feel a little weird in the beginning. That's why we've been having this whole series on this. And the more you can allow yourself to feel into that version of yourself, the easier it gets. It's practice. It's like anything else you got to do in this life. You got to practice it for it to feel right.
I love that. Yeah. So instead of inside of your head, instead of saying things like, well, I'm really trying to be disciplined, you say, I'm somebody who follows through, or I'm really trying to be organized. I'm someone who puts things away.
Yep. And just I'm trying to be a morning person. I get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Just changing how you're thinking it in your head is going to help with your energy. Yeah. Another tip, and I love this tip, I've said this on the podcast so many times, but like making decisions as your future self, because I think about future Kat often, especially when I don't want to do something. And I've given the example before. I do this all the time. I'm like, morning me is going to be so happy with tonight me who did the dishes. Like morning me is going to be so jazzed. She's got her favorite coffee cup. And I think about being kind and to your future self. That's like a little mini example, but extrapolate it out. Yeah. Do things for the big future version of you.
Yeah. Think about all those little decisions, because the little decisions make up the big decisions. Mm-hmm. And when you're making those decisions as your future self, it's, does future self get dessert? Does future self snack late? Does future self always contradict what the other person is saying? Which version am I? And when you start to kind of get in tune with that future self, that future energy, you are going to find that you don't want to go back to that. And there will be a time that comes up where you catch yourself and you go, I'm not being negative about these things that I used to be anymore. I just go out, I just put my shoes and went to the gym, and I didn't have to like coax myself or,
yeah,
you know, do anything. I just did it. And that kind of leads me to the next one. And I am really bad at doing this. And I think a lot of us do this, is like, you got to stop rehearsing your old identity. Mm. Stop telling the old story. Stop referencing who you used to be as your main identity. And it's like, well, nobody ever asked me out, or, well, I've never been able to lose weight. And it's like, no, you are using these crutches to make sure you don't move forward. And you need to let go of the old version of you, this old story that's been holding you back. That's the whole point of this. You know what you want to be. You know where you want to go. So ditch the story that's holding you back so you can move forward.
Yeah. Are you feeling incredibly overwhelmed and burned out, and like you aren't even sure what to do with the rest of your life? We absolutely understand, and we've been there. That is why Andrew and I are starting a coaching program called 5 Weeks to Future You. We'd love to tell you more about it. We're actually offering free calls so that you can meet us, chat with us, and learn about our program and our framework so you can see if it's the right fit for you. Just go to 5yearyou.com and schedule a call. We are only going to accept 5 people at a time to make sure you get all of the attention you need. So if it's something you're interested in, please set up a call as soon as possible. And we're really looking forward to meeting you. Yeah, this the new version of you, it's going to happen, and you'll know that it's happened when it all feels ordinary. When, you know, it's always going to take a little bit of like boost to like get up and go to the gym in the morning or something. But when your ordinary thing to do is to just like push through, you'll know the habit has clicked. And we keep using working out because I feel like health and money and all those things are kind of the top ones that people want to update. Yeah. But you know that you've fully embodied the new version when this is just like your ordinary day. It's just kind of the moment it clicks.
Yeah. So speaking of the moment when it clicks, here's how you can recognize it. So you'll start trusting your decisions faster. You know, somebody will come and say, do you want dessert? And you'll say, no, I'm good. Somebody will start complaining about the news and you're trying to be more positive, and you just kind of look at it and like, you come up with something positive to say instead of going down the whole negative spiral of it all. You'll find you don't over explain who you are now because you just are who you are. You never probably over explained who you used to be because you got used to that. Once you feel comfortable in yourself, you're not going to, you know, keep giving these long winded explanations about why you're this way and this way and that way. And you're going to find you recover a lot quicker from setbacks. Do you have any others that might clickable moments?
Yeah, I just think that you don't question yourself so much. I mean, I think it's always good to think through big decisions and things like that. But it's coming from abundance. Like, I have all these great decisions in front of me. Which one am I going to lean into versus like, oh, no, what happens if I choose this route and it's the wrong one? Like, you feel stable. It doesn't feel like everything is falling apart. It just doesn't feel like you're in the gap. It doesn't feel like becoming anymore. It just feels more like you are being you. You have arrived.
I love that. I love that so much. Let's talk about what growth looks like from here, because now you're starting to embody it, feeling more comfortable in it. It's kind of clicking. There are going to be moments when you realize like there's no final version of you.
No.
This is just you for now, right? That new 5-year you is going to emerge at some point. Sometimes that can be an addiction of just like, oh, I'm just going to keep becoming.
Yeah.
And you always are. But embodiment is a really important part of this. It's like kind of hitting that plateau when you work out and stuff like that, where you go through this new metamorphosis and just be this version of yourself for a bit before you can keep going up. And I know we all want to grow super fast because that's the fun thing to do, but it's really not. You need to take a break and just appreciate the work that you're doing and get used to this new version of yourself, because it's worth getting to know.
I love that. Yeah, you are worth getting to know. You are worth the boundaries that you set. You are worth loving and having a calm and stable life. And we have done several episodes since the beginning of this year in this whole series. And it's just good to know that, you know, there isn't an end point. I think, you know, sorry, guys, like there wasn't a medal at the end here. But the whole point in this journey is to learn how to love and trust yourself more. This isn't about getting to a certain point in the career or like checking all the life boxes. If you've listened long enough, you know we don't subscribe to the check these boxes equals happiness ideology, but it is a goal to arrive at self-trust. It is a goal to build the self-confidence. It is a goal where you put yourself at the top of the list and you make sure that you're cared for and you have taken the time to get to know yourself, and you've taken the time to realize that your needs are important and your goals are interesting and your time is valuable. And I think that's a beautiful place to arrive at.
Yeah, it really is. I think you just sum it up so well with the self-trust part of it. Everything you just said there.
Thanks,
was just
honey.
Spot on. I think we can really fall into that perfection trap. I know you and I both have that, and we've got so much worse at perfection in a good way, but allow yourself to just start to trust yourself. You know what you want. You've always known. And now you're actually embodying it and feeling it through. Your life is going to change around you and inside of you. And it's a beautiful thing. So just know that you don't need to prove anything to anyone, and you don't need another breakthrough. You just need to enjoy this new state, this new version of you. You're already living it. Just give yourself permission to enjoy it.
I love that. So I would say after listening to this, just a good thing to ask yourself, good thing to process on as you're driving around in the car, taking a shower, thinking about things. Ask yourself, what would it look like to fully own this version of me? Full ownership, full transformation. What would it be like if I just unapologetically showed up in this life as who I actually want to be. Terrifying, but also really exciting to think about.
I like that a lot. That's really good. Yeah, you don't just think about change. You don't plan it. You become it. And right now, you are getting to become the best version of yourself. And if you're having troubles with this, we do offer 2-to-1 coaching. Both Catherine and I team up and we work with you to get through all the layers of life and to make sure that you have a solid footing for moving forward. And we'd love to work with you if you're having problems getting to that point. But if you're at that point where you are embodying who you are, congratulations. You just get to live it now and enjoy it. You deserve it.
I love that. I think it's a really good place to stop.
I think so. So let's move on to the thrifting treasures. Do you got one this week or?
Oh, yeah. I got some thrifting treasures. Well, we have some important meetings coming up, and I realized my work-at-home wardrobe was lacking. And it's spring, and so I got 2 blazers over the weekend at the thrift store. One's light pink and one's light blue, so I'm pretty much an Easter egg right now. And I'm happy about it. Like, and they're both just really high-quality, really nice brands. I love rescuing things from the thrift.
Good find.
What about you?
My quick one was the Yves Saint Laurent belt I found yesterday that was just, it was like $6 and it's kind of, I guess, would you call it vintage when it's from the
80s? Yeah, I think it was definitely like an early model.
So it was a really cool find and I'm excited about that one. I think we'll flip it most likely and yeah.
See what happens.
See what happens. And what's your glimmer?
Oh my gosh. The time of this recording, our 20s. Our 20s are having a big birthday and they're turning 12. It's a big deal. I've been like near tears all day thinking about it. Took them to lunch, gave them their gifts, going to bring them some food to school tomorrow so they could be like cool at lunch. But like, it's so glimmery, but it's unreal. I don't know how they got to be this old. And we took pictures today and they're no doubt next year's birthday picture. They'll both be taller than me.
Yeah, they were. At the same height as you this year. They've come up pretty quickly. So yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's a great time watching that age. And it's fun. It's really fun.
What about you?
Well, you know, my glimmer is that I'm coming to see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. It's also, you know, our son is he's going to Europe tomorrow too. So it's just a crazy whirlwind day. And I'm grateful we got the podcast.
We are emotional, guys.
It's a big day tomorrow. So
yeah.
It's going to be 5:00 in the afternoon. It's probably going to feel like midnight 2 weeks later that I've been awake. But, you know, all these rites of passage are just such really shiny moments in life that we get to experience. And I'm grateful for all of them. So, I'm grateful for you too, listeners. So thank you very much. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Hey, guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.